Episode 4 of VexCast, recorded on February 19th, 2015.
That was epic.
Yeah! What's going on?
Right, okay. All right, we can celebrate. End of podcast party.
End
there
of
we go.
No, that's that.
Oh my god.
We can go. Let's go home.
The podcast has changed so much.
Damn, so much changed. Look at my little character. Look at that little guy. Look at that fucking
Anyway, I'm Sam Betteridge.
I'm Dan Wigmore.
I'm Tristan.
No one knows his surname. Welcome.
He's just Tristan. He's just Tristan.
You'll never know. But yeah.
Welcome to episode 4 of the VexCast podcast.
Webisode. Did I say webisode? You said webisode.
I can't.
We're calling it that now. It's a webisode from now on.
Welcome to episode 4 of VexCast.
Can I just take a second? Can I go ahead and apologize for the quality of my webcam? Thank you.
That's for the people listening on iTunes.
As in, can you yeah, can you guys just donate money? I don't need too much. I just need enough to upgrade this piece of shit, like maybe 20 quid, all right? That's all I need. Just drop it off in a post.
Yeah, we'll give you like a little.
It is pouring with rain outside.
It is,
isn't
pouring.
It?
It is the pissing of the gods.
Welcome to England.
Welcome to England.
Welcome. Did you know that a whale can ejaculate 20 litres of semen? True fact.
Right, okay. We should probably get back to the pot. We better get back on track, you know? Right, yeah. So this is VexCast.
Yeah.
Tris is back on VexCast for the second time.
What's cracking?
Aren't you? And what is VexCast? It is basically our podcast about all things Vexmas.
Yeah.
We haven't done one in a while. If you missed the Christmas VexCast, that's because it didn't
there
happen.
There wasn't one. There wasn't one.
So, if you missed the Christmas VexCast,
why wasn't there one, Sam?
It went to shit. It just went to shit.
VexCast has changed a bit. If you're watching on YouTube at the moment, you can see...
three screens!
There are three cameras. And you can see all of them at once. You can see Daniel, who's over here. There he is. We're all in the same room.
We're all in the same... It doesn't look like it, but we're all in the... We're all in the same
Dan,
room.
Dan, shut the fuck up.
I can't reach.
Say what you were going to say.
I was just saying, yeah, we're all in the same room, but it really doesn't look like it. Like, because of my quality and the internet, it looks like my internet's bad. I could be in, like, Africa or somewhere. And then these guys could be, like, in wherever they're at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could be on the moon.
Now I'm the one on the moon with the bad camera and everything. This is why I need your money.
Oh my god. Right.
So, like, what's been happening?
What's been stuff.
Grabbing?
I moved house for Christmas.
Dan didn't move house. So,
Dan didn't respond to, like, anything for like a month.
He didn't respond to anything yesterday. I sent him a load of texts yesterday and he just didn't.
Yeah, we thought he was like dead or something because he genuinely like didn't respond to anything ever.
Basically, our internet was like being shit for the entire month.
Still is.
It still is, but it was being shit.
Like when we were Skyping.
It's being shitter than normal because it wasn't there.
It wasn't even there.
it's only a little bit worse. But I've not done much. I was very upset when the second Vexmas stream didn't happen because I was meant to
more
be
more about
involved.
That.
I was
later.
The secret. I was the secret guest.
More about that later.
Yeah.
It was a secret though, so we can't tell anyone.
Oh, it was a secret. I wasn't meant to say that. I was like, oh god.
So the last
I wasn't the secret guest.
The last episode of Vexcast was on November the 16th. It says here. That's a while ago.
Yeah, damn.
It was a while ago.
A long time.
What's happened since then? I did a show.
You did a show.
Did all sorts.
Other game.
Your headphones just came unplugged for a little bit then.
They lost connection, but they're back now.
Now we're good.
Dan, you've got some new sound effects, haven't you?
Do I?
Do you? Yes, you do. You've got some new sound effects.
Oh yeah, I do. We got the chicken.
The chicken.
And then we've got achievement unlocked.
Just a little bing. You can play that whenever you want, that bing.
Whenever you do something good, Dan. Whenever you do something good, you can play it. You can be like, oh, this was me. I'm so good. I can't hear these. That's the worst bit.
And yeah, you can. You can't hear these. Yeah. You can't hear the music. There's still theme music.
Yeah, there's still theme music. It's going on. It's going on in the background. It's going on in the background.
And as always, this is on iTunes. And I won't say what happens. This is on iTunes. So, yeah. This has always been on iTunes. We say it all the time.
I made a little bit of changes to the...
To the document that I'm looking at now. I know which ones they are. I'm not going to read out some of the changes that Triss has made to our little planning script thing, which isn't a script at all. As you can tell, this isn't scripted. This has no direction to it.
We're not really sure what we're doing, to be honest.
No one knows what's going on.
But yeah, if you get enough of this for like an hour, yeah, you can just head on over to iTunes and listen to it without the video for another hour and just repeat ourselves.
Again, yeah.
And then eventually you'll listen to it so much that you'll be able to read it like off the top of your head.
No, and then you can go on YouTube and watch it, but mute the sound.
And then you can do our voices and the sound effects. And you'll just be sitting there like, "Hi, my name's Sam, and my name's Sam." Woohoo! And yeah, you'll have your own little show. You could go on YouTube for that.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Shall we? We are on YouTube for that.
Yeah. Alright.
Shall we move over to the news section?
Yeah.
Shall we move over to the news section? Oh. We're going to travel to the news section.
Oh damn, here we go. Okay. Here we go.
Are you guys ready? Are you guys all ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Transition! Wrong one. I'm still getting used to this. Oh my god. Yeah.
Welcome to the news.
I got some sound effects too. Yeah.
Sam's a big boy now.
He's a big boy now.
Sorry, do you guys want to go see the news?
Hasn't ended yet.
Right, listen, I don't have any...
You just ended. Hello and welcome, I'm Sam Betteridge.
I'm Dan Wigmore.
I'm Tristan.
Who still doesn't have a surname. We're going to get your surname out of you one day. So, Vexmas News. What's been happening in Vexmas? So, the Christmas live streams. That's the first thing I've got here.
Yeah.
They sort of happened.
They happened.
But didn't.
They happened.
They happened, but they didn't.
You got like a mad like million people in your live stream, and I was like, let's do it again, and...
But it didn't happen. No, we didn't. Yeah. We got about 10 people.
Yeah, but that's better than nothing. Like, when you start, you normally get zero. Normally you get zero when you just come on and do it, so you got people showed up.
Yeah.
Chat was active.
And there were technical difficulties.
Oh, yeah. Well, basically, we were going to film some games, but in the end it didn't work, because... it worked, like, an hour beforehand, and an hour later we start doing the stream, and it's like, nope, you're not going to play any games.
No.
And so... We turned the stream off for a bit, tried to fix it up.
Came back about an hour and a half later.
After saying we'd only be going, we'd only be gone for about 15 minutes.
And people came back
to find our webcam pointed at like a screen.
They were basically using their webcam to film the TV screen.
Yeah.
We were doing it the old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way.
High-quality non-content.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. So,
do you reckon you'll do any more live streams?
I'm reading the notes and some of them are hilarious.
Yeah. Do you reckon we'll do any more? Are there going to be any more live streams then?
Yeah, we are. We'll probably do some later this year.
Yeah.
In the summer.
But
because what's good, all three of us have extended summer. You and me especially.
Yeah, you and me especially.
When is your summer?
Mine is him
especially. He does IB. Yeah. It's the only good thing about IB. IB ends in May.
Yeah.
Are you for real? I end in June.
Last exam for IB is May 22nd, I think.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's such a long summer.
Yeah.
So long it's that some of it's awesome. In spring.
It's still getting this in spring and that.
Other news. What else is in the news, lads? What's in the news?
Videos. That you've been doing.
We're not uploading very much at the moment.
Exactly.
So Dan, read.
What's going down? What's going down with that?
It's just IB and
A level, and exams, and things are happening, and we just haven't had time.
We want to
do lots more shorts. We just filmed a short.
Yeah,
this is the first time we filmed in person probably this new year. Yeah. Maybe, possibly. So happy new year, everyone.
Happy new year, everyone.
But yeah, this is like the first time we filmed anything.
Damn.
At all, like in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the schedule is a bit like, at the moment, we're only doing Vex Block.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
I love Vex Block, though.
We do love it.
Mainly because I'm in it, and of course I'm the star of the show.
Yeah. I mean, we love Vex Block just because it's so easy to make.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I think, you know, because we're going to do a big build on it, I think, aren't we? We said that we were going to... If you watched the most recent episode, Sam, if you paid attention...
I don't watch our own videos.
Hey. Well, we said that we, I watched them. We said that we were going to, there's a big flat bit and we were going to build, like, some ugly Goliath of a building that has no purpose.
Is that a quote?
I think that's one of the quotes. Okay. Yeah, there was something about Goliath, and that was the idea. And then we're just gonna. I think that'll probably be a nice round off because we will have everything.
Okay.
But I don't know.
All right. I'll take your word for it. We're gonna do a big build in Vex Block. Apparently.
It's from the last episode.
Last year, I don't know if we said this in the last podcast, but the Minecraft series ended. The rather spectacular finale.
Cinematic.
I watched that one too.
Some people have actually asked through Facebook, is it going to continue? Has it ended forever? The answer is it hasn't.
Technically speaking, it has.
It has, because what's going to come back is so different from it.
That it's something completely different.
We should keep a porno in Minecraft. No, not really. But now you guys have something awesome to look forward to. Yeah. I think.
And Tris is involved. And George, who was in the podcast last time.
Yeah, he's involved.
He is.
Plug, 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 channel.
Yeah. plug George's channel.
Oh dear.
Go check out Goldhawk's channel, by the way.
That's pretty much...
We're not going to link it.
We're not going to link it because we're lazy buggers.
You can find that yourself. It's linked on our channel page, I think. Speak of our channel page, the channel art has changed.
Yeah. You might notice
the channel art change is why the podcast screen has changed, that there's everything around us.
You might notice that
we're trapped in a box!
look at this.
Guess who that is.
Guess who that is. Here's a hint. It's me. that was your hint, okay?
And then there's the list.
Dan's upside down because he's... Dan, your jumper is the same colour as your...
Oh my god, it's the green screen!
Hey!
It's the green screen!
That's cool. I'm just wearing red in my picture. But yeah, the channel art changed.
Sam, you almost blend in with the English flag.
You almost do.
Yeah, it's cool. I love the little pixel people. It's like the English flag gave birth.
Spit out your words, young man.
It's like it gave birth to you. That's what I was trying to say.
It's like
gave birth.
It's like the way you slowed down at the end. Is that because you can hear yourself?
It's weird because I can hear myself and it's like messing with my voice and it's weird.
It's pissing it down even more outside now.
Oh, Jesus.
Guys, we're British. All we talk about is the rain.
Rain. Taxes, government, biscuits, tea.
Illuminati confirmed.
Yeah, no.
Ed Balls.
Ed Balls. Ed Balls!
Oh, my God. So, yeah, the channel art changed partly because it's 2015. We thought it was time for a change.
Yeah.
But also because Tristan over here is now a Vex
member aficionado.
It still feels really weird, but I love you guys, and I don't want it ever to change.
Tris, don't lie. It doesn't feel any different, does it?
It doesn't.
No, I was always here anyway.
You were pretty much in every video anyway.
But yeah, it's cool. I hope all you guys like me, because if you don't, you're going to have a long road ahead of you.
Tris, don't turn this, like, into something dodgy.
Jesus.
You're going to have a long road ahead of you.
Oh, dear God.
But yeah.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, July 4th and 5th.
MineCon!
Oh, yeah.
Whoa!
This MineCon is happening in the UK this year.
This might sound a little bit nerdy, but Minecraft is about the only thing we do. And,
so it seems sensible that we go to it.
So, yeah.
Someone's, George said to us, oh, it's in the UK this year. And so we thought, we might go.
Yeah. It's like in a big thing in London. It's all, like, to be decided as of yet, but we reckon we might all go.
Yeah.
So...
Because why not?
Because, you know, if any of you really love us that much, like, you know, me, I mean, if any of you love us in that way, Dan, don't touch me. No, don't, put your hand away.
Guys,
I'm not...
It's only been 20 minutes.
That's cool, let's keep going.
We're pacing through this.
Yeah, we are. We can make a little... Like,
we can slow down a bit.
It can be it's a little like short. 400 metres of fucking racing.
Oh, I can't, when I run the 400 meters, it's like rolling away down the beach.
Yeah. I am going to read this note. Under MyCon UK this year, it says July 4th till 5th. It's in the XL in London. We don't know if we're going to it, but we'd love to, because why not? It'll be fun.
And
also,
I have
Dan has developed
Tourette's
and can't fucking stop fucking shit. And there's a note here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much, Tristan, for that wonderful note.
You should allow me to edit documents.
Can you not edit on there?
Nah.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's a shame.
It's upsetting.
That is a shame. And always, the last thing to say in the news is that this is on iTunes. What was that for?
For iTunes. It's on iTunes!
Yay!
Hey!
It's on iTunes. We always say it. Because we love you listeners over on iTunes.
Oh, anyway, hang on. This time is a bit better for it. It's on iTunes!
I don't know what they're doing.
Tris doesn't head headphones.
He has.
I don't head headphones.
We couldn't. Look, my speech is messed up because I can hear myself like a millisecond delay, and it fucks up your brain.
It fucks up your brain. It's messed up, man. It's messed up.
When you turn on, you know, when you're trying to play something through Skype, like a song, to people through Skype, and you turn on your sound, and you go into your mic, and you hear yourself, and you suddenly talk really slowly because you know, like, this is what I sound like.
This is what I sound like.
Yeah. Dan can do it pretty well.
Dan, yeah.
My mic, look, watch this. My mic.
It's because he's doing it all the time.
The thing is, I want my mic to be over here, but look, what happens when I let go?
I'm so sorry.
It just falls.
Well, so I just have to lean forwards and
you
talk.
You say your mic, it's my mic.
I just have to lean forwards and talk in a deep, sexy voice.
It's temporary. Temporary mic.
95.8 West Coast Radio.
That's if we get another mic.
Yeah, I need another. I'm going to say.
I say we don't get mics. Any more mics until it can like get a mixer and some XLR mics and do this properly rather than fucking around on the computer.
Yeah.
Because that takes so much time.
We need to do this like a proper radio or
also,
something.
Also, I think we should replug your subscriber advert, you know, the one where Dan cries a lot in black and white.
We could do it today, it's raining.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah.
I think we should replug that a little bit because.
Just post it a few times. Just TB that shit.
TB that shit.
Throwback Thursday. Why not? Oh my god. Okay, so do we move on to the next section then?
Yeah,
I guess so.
We can move on to the next section.
We can drag it out, man. Yeah.
Let's drag it out. Transition!
Is it done?
Yeah.
Can I speak?
Yeah. You can speak.
Hi, I'm Tristan.
Still with no surname.
I'm 23. When I was a little boy, I got addicted to Vexpus, and now I'm in rehab. It's been a long journey, but I'm glad I'm here.
What the hell did I just listen to?
it's like Vexpus.
Oh my god, I've had this awful cough.
This awful cough.
Shut up! I can hear myself okay!
I've showed up here, healthy as can be, like a little bright, like... Cherub.
It's me, and Dan,
I'm a cherub.
All over
and then Sam and Dan are literally like, oh god, and they're like, oh god, I've got like herpes, and it's like, no, I don't want to come to hear you. All Dan's been doing is following me around trying to give me it, and it's my coordinates are 41, and then a dash, and then and then like a little 7. Oh,
a few dots, dash, dash, dash.
Oh dear. But, yeah.
I don't know if I did. Or I don't. Did I just do OSO?
But yeah, so, what's the next section?
The next section, according to this...
Vexpress Movies and Games, every Friday, 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 Friday.
Friday, Friday.
Except we don't do this podcast very often.
No,
love to do it, weekly.
You gotta do the, you gotta do the sound effect, the bomb dropping.
Oh, yeah.
As you can see, there are absolutely no sound effects whatsoever.
Ever.
Oh, that's pretty good. I'm not gonna lie, that was actually pretty good. I don't know why we're doing that.
Me and
Danny section,
it's
just basically anything like movies,
music, games, etc.
TV shows, things like that. Just things that are going on, really.
Etc.
I mean, what games?
ETC.
What games have you guys played?
Well, nothing.
We've been doing IB.
We've been playing Minecraft.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, I haven't. Oh.
I don't know about you.
We've been playing Gmod quite a lot.
Yeah, we have been playing Gmod.
I've been playing YouTube.
We've been playing that game mode that we came up with that we've now recorded a video for.
Oh, yeah, there'll be a cool Gmod video out. It won't be like the rest of the proper
Gmod
ones.
Gmod!
It was a pretty funny game mode. We're planning on doing it again. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, it's good.
In the future. So give us some feedback on that.
That'll come out, I don't know, next week sometime?
Four years later.
That'll come out in about a few months.
In the document, it says that I have to talk about my PC gaming addiction. So, I'm Tris, I'm 35. In recent weeks, I have spent 12 hours a day on the computer. And I've come here to cure my habit with my therapists, Sam and Dan, here to help me. But, that's not true, but I've been playing a lot of good games, and, you're about to drop the G-bomb.
The G-bomb. Indeed.
What's the G-bomb? The game, March 20... I can't give you the date.
Oh! GTA!
GTA!
Oh, yeah, we sound
GTA!
Like... GTA! We sound like such Xbox gamers. Oh yeah! Oh my god, collateral! GTA!
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 GTA! GTA! GTA! GTA!
He unplugged his headphone.
Just plug him back in.
So basically, GTA 5 is has been out for quite a while on the consoles.
On the PS. On the PC.
We're all quite PC gamers, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're not very console people. I mean, you two are. I never play on consoles.
I have a console, but I stopped playing it about like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So I've been on PC ever since.
I haven't played on mine for ages.
Exactly.
I haven't played on mine for ages.
So GTA 5 is an incredible game. I mean, you must have heard of it. But if you haven't, it's just like driving cars, blowing things up, having loads of fun.
Flying jets.
And we're all going to have it on the computer, all on multiplayer, us 4, 3, 5, 7, 9,
I think George said he's planning on it.
Yeah, like 30 people in the server, yeah? All of us just messing around having fun, and that's, we'll probably make a billion videos.
There's going to be a lot of videos on GTA, which is a little less like Minecraft, thank God.
that doesn't get released until, the game doesn't get released until
March 24.
Yeah.
March 24.
So,
that'll be a lot of summer.
So yeah, I imagine there'll be quite a lot of
Sam is a bellend, fuck off.
Yeah, that was one of the notes. You just read one of the notes. have you guys watched any...
Oh, I just did that note now.
Huh?
I just made that note now, by the way. I can edit it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Good man.
Just trolled.
What
else, Sam? Yeah. Apparently, you watched a film.
I did. I watched Interstellar a couple of weeks ago.
I've not seen it.
I watched it really late. How long has it been out for?
A while. It's been out since like January.
It was out late November.
A long time. A very long time.
Wait, you look so disapproved or something in a way. I don't know. I watched that like a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it.
Why are there problems with it, Sam? Go on.
It was an incredible film.
The
physics is all correct. It's just extremely exaggerated. That's what ruined it for me.
What do you mean exaggerated?
Well, like, there's this one point where, there's like a few of them are like down.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Spoilers. For example, I've not seen the movie.
I reckon people have seen it by now.
I've not seen the movie.
And even then, if people haven't seen it, they probably don't care that much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because they haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But there's this one point where there's like a few of them down on a planet, and then this other guy's waiting in a spaceship, like well away from the planet.
Right.
And it's all about relativity.
Yeah.
And how time like passes faster or slower depending on gravity. Triss is just looking into the distance now. This is all beyond him.
Yeah. I'm failing GCSE physics, right? I'm failing GCSE physics. Yes. Oh, and you're what, like, A-level?
IB.
You're not IB. IB's useless.
Oh, yes! He's on my side!
Dan, I hate to break it to you, but Sam has raised me into something I don't want to be. These are not my ideas I'm conveying right now. These are all Sam's that he's implanted in my mind, little seeds of my doubt.
I'm going to get one of my IB buddies on here, just so that we can take the piss out of the A-level.
Sam has more IQ than you.
Don't say it. No, that's probably fake. back to Interstellar. These guys were down on this planet.
Yeah.
And this one guy was back in a spaceship. Mm-hmm. And like while they were on the planet, to the guy on the spaceship, 27 years passed. But only like 2 hours passed while they were on the planet to those people.
Because of gravity.
And I was like, fuck, no, that's not real.
Because it's not going to be that much of a gap.
Wait, the guys on the spaceship.
The guy on the spaceship experienced 27 years or something like
while
that.
While they were down on the planet.
And the people on the planet only experienced 2 hours or something.
It was a little bit exaggerated.
It was very exaggerated.
And I don't even know what you're on about.
No, but it's the other way around, isn't it?
No, because the more gravity you're in, like, I don't know, the slower time goes. So they experience less time. Or something like that. I don't know what it was. But it was just...
Whatever.
It just blew my mind a little bit, and I was like, fuck. That could be real.
This is why
And now I'm studying A-level cosmology, and I'm like... Well, physics. Cosmology. It's just, all I think about now is Interstellar.
Cosmology, all I can think about is cosmetics, and it makes me think you're like a beauty designer, and then I'm like, ha!
That's what we do in physics. We play around with lipstick and shit.
Yeah, play around with the lipstick.
How fast would this lipstick go if I threw it?
What was that?
A-level physics!
Oh my god. Oh my cough. Ugh. Jesus Christ. I mean, yeah. Any movies you guys been watching? I really want to see. Have you seen the trailers for the Wedding Ringer?
Yeah. Have you seen Wedding Ringer? There's a new movie called I've completely forgotten now. Something Business. You know? Have you seen The Internship?
Yeah.
Okay. You know the not the blonde dude, the other guy from The Internship, the tall one. He's funny. He's got a movie coming out where he drops out of a company. He starts his own company with a really old guy and a really young guy, and they have like no idea what they're doing. They go and like fuck up a business plan with other people. It looks really funny. But the young guy is have you seen 21, 22 Jump Street?
Yeah.
And you've seen Bad Neighbors?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know the young guy who's in he's the bad guy in 22 Jump Street.
Yeah.
Where he like sits down, and he's just selling all the stuff. Well, there's 21 Jump Street. He's like young, something Franco. He's in it as well.
Excuse me.
Looks like a pretty funny.
Oh, that and what's the Kingsman?
Yeah, Kingsman.
Someone said that
looks really good.
That looks really
Kingsman
good.
Looks incredible.
Yeah, I want
to
see that.
We should just go to the cinema. Like,
so we should just go to the cinema.
Like,
I'm sure there'd be a movie on that we don't want to watch.
Like, just this Sunday, let's just go to the cinema.
Just go.
Yeah? All right.
Actually, no, I'm not.
I can't. Okay. None of us can. I just suggested Sunday and then immediately can't do it.
Yeah. Oh my god. Dan, any movies, any music, any games? What's going on in your world of media and things like that?
I made a Spotify account.
50 Shades of Grey of the movie's going out.
Oh dear. Don't even. It's already come out.
Did you see the guy's reaction on Graham Norton?
No.
Oh my god, I was watching, because when I get home from work on a Friday, mm-hmm. Graham Norton's on. Okay. And I quite like Graham Norton.
Yeah, I watched that
show.
I like Graham Norton. It's fun.
And it was like a 50 Shades of Grey.
You went 50 Shits of Grey.
But, basically, they asked the audience how many women have read 50 Shades of Grey, all the women in the audience, and how many men, and like it was dead silence apart from one guy put his hand up, and they spotted him, and they went, "What did you think of the? No, like, have you read the books?" He's like, "Yeah." What did you think of them? Did you enjoy them? And he went, "No, they're shite." live on television. And it was brilliant. The best moment ever. Like, the best reaction to the book I've ever seen.
That's brilliant.
It was incredible.
Oh, man. Oh,
and, like, you had, like, the lead actors of 50 Shades of Grey there, and he was just like, "Nah, it's shit."
Oh, dear.
It was great.
Oh,
there was also a video of it was a news interview, and it was it was just outside a 50 Shades of Grey showing, and there were loads of women coming out the theatre, and this one guy comes out and sees the camera and turns around and walks back in. I saw that yesterday, and that just made me crack up. Oh, it was incredible. Let me start linking these things in the description. Yeah.
All these little funny tidbits of things that have happened.
Things.
So I'm gonna go into
we need to come up with a game.
We do.
We need a game for this podcast.
So like we've had a game for the past two.
Yeah.
The one with Triss was A, the tits game, and B, the Google game.
Yeah.
And the one with George was the quotes game. We don't have a game. We don't have a game today, do we? We need to start coming up with a game for
I can quickly look one up.
Go on, then you could try. Yeah. Me and Triss are going to sit here and wait.
Games
now.
For gonna... a podcast.
God, this.
Vegetable pickup line.
Music's still going on in the background.
You're a cutecumber.
Thank you.
Oh, what was the other one?
What was the other one?
I can't remember now. Cucumber.
Games.
Potato.
For...
Not potato. You can't do anything with potato. Try and do a pickup line with potato.
I'm waiting.
Okay,
I'm looking up one.
Tomato.
Potato.
Potatoes around, so are you.
Tits.
Don't think it works like that, to be honest.
Oh, wait, are we just playing the tits game now?
No, we're not. We're not playing the tits game again.
I was coming up with a pickup line for potato, but I can't do it.
You failed.
Potato.
I feel a bit weird with this headset on. Because your mic... Triss bought this... Where is it? Where is it? I'm going to put it on camera.
Let me grab it. We're going to show it
on camera. Oh, he's gone off camera.
Oh, he's going off camera. He's going off camera. The cheeky...
We might not want to show them with your webcam because they won't be able to see it. So if you pass it here...
My webcam is also incredibly bad.
Oh my god. Right, Triss is coming over. Right, this was the microphone that he had. It was this, basically. And sit back down. Go sit down. He had this. This is for the listeners on iTunes. You can see this microphone right now by going to youtube.com/VexBusVideo.
Press the subscribe button and.
Press the subscribe button and you'll be able to see how shit Triss Triss's microphone.
But only if you press the subscribe button.
Only if you press the subscribe button.
Yeah.
If you don't press the subscribe. I can't say subscribe.
You can't say anything today.
I can't. Oh, no, it's a thing of if you hear your voice in your ears, like a few milliseconds after you normally hear it.
Yeah.
Because when you're hearing it normally, you hear it instantaneously.
Yeah.
And so it just puts you off a little bit. It knocks you off. But yeah, Triss had this mic, and its volume was like -500 decibels. So which, if you don't know, is very tiny. So, big sigh from Tristan there. So I went, hang on, I've got a headset. I'll just use this microphone and he can use my amazing, condenser mic.
So I've Googled fun party games for girls.
Why?
And, we're gonna find some fun games.
And so yeah, now I feel like a phone operator.
Hello. Okay, operator. Guys, here we go. Oh, these are all
party games for girls.
Yeah, 1 second.
What girly games are we playing?
No, we're gonna find a party game.
Everyone's the podcast has gone like it's gone it's a lull.
Okay, wait. Let me think.
Play the useless superpowers game.
Oh yeah. All right. Let's do that.
We've come up with some amazing order. We've read some as well. And, there was one that was the ability to read your own mind. It's a useless superpower. The ability to move air, but only when it's windy. the ability to teleport, but only upwards from the spot that you're standing. You can't teleport left, right, or...
Here we go. Party games for tweens. In betweens, like 10, 11, and 12-year-olds.
Okay.
We got some fun party games up in here.
Come on.
Cool. Not anything that involves... Throw it at us.
Don't forget, we've got to remain at a table whilst doing this.
Yeah.
Here we go!
What I find amazing is, on the... I can move this down a little bit. On the podcast screen, everything looks really clean and tidy, but in reality, it's not. There is wires everywhere in this room. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. There's lights, there's a wire.
Come on, Keen Peel.
There's
give
a
us
PC in the middle of the table, a keyboard over here, whatnot.
Here we go, 30. Okay, here we go. Wait.
We've got to do them sitting at a table, don't forget.
Yeah, just talk, right?
Just talk. Dan, how you doing?
Hmm?
How you doing?
I'm just trying to find a game.
Oh, you're both doing it now?
Yeah, we're both doing it.
Don't
now.
Leave me here. Hello, podcast.
Here we go. the centipede.
The what?
I don't want to play this game because I've
no,
seen
I
the
can't
human centipede.
No, I can't do this because we have to get on the floor.
Right, okay. I'm going. Thing is, I can. So, I'm free
so Sam,
to move around
the room.
We
have to get in a line. We have to get in a line.
Hello.
We have to get in a line.
Right, okay.
And we have to all be on the floor.
Right.
And we have to hold the ankles of the person in front.
We don't have room to do that. Have you seen all the wires that are on the floor?
And then do an obstacle course.
Hello.
Hello.
Alright, just sit back down.
Oh, don't move the camera.
Hello.
If anyone's interested to see our set, then why not?
Why not? Let's show them. Show them, Sam!
Can they see it, Dan?
They can see it. It's
this is
beautiful.
All of it. So that's where I sit. That's where Dan sits. And this is where Triss is, right here.
he's just a sad little
He's busy. Yeah. This is the set. This is for the listeners on iTunes! Oh my god, incredible. You've got to stop screaming, it hurts my ears. Oh my god, and I'm tangled around the television. Screaming. We've got a TV here as well, which
is
tells it, us
is
what
it there's this form where you can be like,
right, I'm back
you send one
now.
Person out of the room, yeah?
Right.
And the other, and one of the other people like has to act out something, like a press conference. You're at a press conference, imagine. And you can be anything, you're like, you could be Barack Obama, or you could be like a man being attacked by kittens, yeah? And basically, the other person has to come back in the room once you've got the identity of the people still in the room. And he comes back in and he holds a press conference. And the other audience members, so say you were doing the acting, I sit here and I ask you questions based on who you are, and he has to guess who you are. So, if you're a man being attacked by kittens, I'd be like, do you enjoy pussy?
Very much so.
And you'd say very much so, and Dan would be like, but he's either a weird prostitute or a cat person.
Okay.
I don't think that's a very
no,
good
I know what you mean, actually. There was one game on another podcast. I think we should leave it. Maybe for the next episode.
Yeah.
Next episode, we will have a game for that podcast.
Yeah,
and from then on, we'll have a game for every podcast ever that ever happens. So that was a little bit of a lull. Tumbleweed going through. Just picture it.
Nice little bit of tumbleweed. Imagine the tumbleweed in the desert.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... So what else? We've got some stories to tell. Do we have some
Oh yes, we
to
do.
Tell?
There's the next section is like a funny story.
The thing is, I actually just haven't done anything with my life, so I.
Well, this one isn't with my life. I just wanted story. To sort of. Oh, hang on. We need to transition, don't we?
Oh damn! Transition!
Woo!
Transition.
It almost feels like Mock the Week or like QI. QI, that's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have all the little transitions.
Yeah,
turned it down,
we've done the transition. I was just turning down.
That's cool.
Just turning down the background music a bit. So my funny story. Shall I go first?
You tell your story.
You tell your story first.
Dan knows what this is. Basically, I was with a few schoolmates a few weeks ago, and we came across this thing.
Yeah.
Called sugar-free gummy bears.
Okay.
Now, if you've heard these, heard of these out there?
It's gonna be good.
I advise you don't. Buy them because they have the ingredient that makes them so sugar free but still so gummy bear is something that kind of loosens your bowels a bit.
I think that's an understatement, Sam.
It is an understatement.
That's an understatement.
But anyway, these are a very good prank for anyone. I'd advise you go get them. If you're currently asleep, hiding from your parents at the moment in your bed, and you don't want them to find out, I'd advise you don't listen to this bit, because this will be impossible to survive without loud fits of laughter. iTunes listeners, that goes for you. If you're in the living room with your parents as well, or anyone, they might find you a bit weird that you're just laughing out of nowhere. With your headphones
like,
on.
Like sometimes I'm watching like Twitch streams or YouTube videos, something really funny happens, I'll just go... and everyone looks at me and I'm like... Well, like my friend told us, I've got a.
So anyway,
you got
I challenge you two to try to get through this without laughing.
Okay.
And I bet you'll laugh within like the first sentence. All right. Basically, but these are some of the customer reviews of sugar-free gummy bears.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to be able to get through this without laughing.
I can't laugh, right?
So, bear with. Oh, so I can hear myself in my ears, so this is going to go horrifically.
Here we go.
Okay, so...
I'm not going to laugh.
This is the first customer review. Guys, less than 24 hours after eating just a third of a packet... and all hell has broken. I had read previous reviews, but I thought they had been severely exaggerated for comic effect. However, I was soon to receive the rudest of awakenings. Oh my god. Okay. This isn't even the funny bit as well. Okay, the rudest of awakenings. As the truth about the gummy bears was revealed to me. And just to reiterate, there was no disclaimer on the packet, so let this be your disclaimer. It began with a quiet grumbling, barely audible to the human ear, but the tremors I felt with it filled with aggression and malice. I clenched my cheeks together as I was well aware of the utter devastation that was to follow.
The utter devastation that was to follow.
Oh my god. Bear in mind, this is the longest one, but it's the best one by far.
Oh dear god.
The abdominal cramping felt as though an iron fist had found itself wrapped around my intestine and kidneys and was relentlessly squeezing the life energy out of them. A friend and I had stayed together. We had both eaten the bears and spent the night with flatulence that raged from uncomfortable to downright disgusting. We had created the most pungent of odours that woke me out of my sleep on two occasions. I sprang out of bed as fast as my clenched buttock and throbbing bowels would allow me. My stomach had waged a war against me. A war it was sure to win. I felt like I was the Isle of Wight and my stomach was North Korea, launching a nuclear attack from which I would not be able to recover. As I approached the toilet, I was engulfed in the foulest of aromas that would make even a raw sewage factory smell like a bag of candy floss. Oh my god.
Oh, no,
I was running out of time and fast. There was no time for formalities. And I was rid of my shorts in under a second. As the heavens opened, it's not so pearly gates, and the thunderous bellowings of the angel Gabriel's trumpet boomed. Oh my god. Right, back to Earth. Okay. The chocolate rains poured down. It was chaos, pure chaos. Brackets, Nutella sprang to mind. Okay.
Oh god, no.
The pits of hell's fires had opened in my bowels, and my toilet was being bummed to ashes by the ferocity of the flaming feces. I called out for my friend for a bucket or a bag as the urge to regurgitate began to manifest itself. And I had to make a choice. Do I vomit out on the floor, or do I turn around and vomit in the toilet whilst defecating on the glorious white tiles? Oh, this has ruined my voice.
Oh my god.
I was beat. I had succumbed to the crippling pains and and the tyrannical commands of my now omnipotent stomach.
Omnipotent.
The dictator. As tears streamed down my face, I questioned my existence. I questioned the existence of God. If there were a God, he would not have allowed such suffering. I remained on my newly soiled toilet for 2 hours, in which I experienced a spate of emotion until finally collapsing in a heap on the toilet floor, my wounded buttocks in the air. It was by far the most emotionally and physically draining 2 hours of my life, and I would never wish such experience on even my worst of enemies. I was dehydrated after losing so much fluids and had to sleep after downing 2 Lucozades and 4 sachets of Dearolite.
Oh, dear God.
Please, please, please heed my warning. These bears are not for human consumption and have extreme laxative effects. And scene.
Oh, hey.
And that is just one of the reviews.
Oh, my God.
One of them is... 5 stars, I shat for days.
stars are Japanese.
So this morning, after eating about 8 to 10 of these literal poo bears, I had what I can only describe as explosive diarrhea. If you've just eaten your food, just eaten your dinner,
should we buy some of these?
But buy them and give them to the next guest on the podcast.
One gummy bear.
One gummy bear.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh dear. Those poor people having such pain.
4 stars, great product, came on time and made me shit for 3 hours.
I found some reviews. Wait, are you done? I've got some
reviews of what?
Like funny Amazon reviews.
Right.
So there's Samsung 85-inch 4K Ultra HD LED TV, right?
That's
so,
a lot of words that 80, I didn't quite
85
understand.
85 inches, right? It's the price tag is just short of £40,000 for a television,
Jesus
right?
Christ.
And so the reviews are, I was going to fund my daughter's wedding in Hawaii, but I figured this Samsung TV would last much longer.
Oh, man.
Someone else's one was, this TV is fan-freaking-tastic. We're now living in the box it came in, but even that is roomy and quite comfortable. There's this one here. It's like, the best one. It's really massive, but it's like... my wife and I bought this after selling our daughter Amanda into white slavery. It's like, Amanda, if you're reading this, hang in there, honey. We'll see you in a year. And then it's got like, it's got this huge bit at the end because everyone was like complaining. And he was like, P.S. As for our daughter, no one has the right to question our parenting. Totally out of bounds. Amanda was going into 7th grade, so it was going to be a transitional year anyway. Now she gets to see the world. How many kids her age get to go to Bahrain? I sure as heck didn't.
This is another gummy bear one. Don't buy these to prank friends. Initially, I thought don't buy these to prank friends. Initially, I bought these thinking that the ratings were out of proportion, but I was wrong.
Wrong.
I thought the effects may last an hour or so. This wasn't the case. I'm very lucky they still talk to me. Oh my god.
This is one about banana slices. Like, for decades, I've been trying to come up with an ideal way to slice a banana. Use a knife, they said. Well, my parole officer won't allow me to be around knives. Shoot it with a gun. Background check. Hello, I had to resort carefully to attempt to slice his bananas with my bare hands. 99% of the time, I would get so frustrated that I just end up squishing the fruit in my hands and throwing it against the wall in anger. Then after a fit of banana-induced rage, my parole officer introduced me to this kitchen marvel, and my life was changed forever. No longer consumed by seething anger and animosity towards thick-skinned yellow fruit, I was able to concentrate on my love of theatre, and I'm writing a musical play about two lovers from rival gangs that just try to make it in the world.
What? That changed so fast.
I think I'll call it Southside Story. Banana slice up, thank you to you. I will see greatness on the horizon.
I'm still dying.
Oh my god. Oh dear.
There's this book called How to Avoid Huge Ships. And there's an Amazon review that says, 1 star. Read this book before going on vacation. I couldn't find my cruiser in the port. Vacation route.
Dan, you got anything? Or no.
Hang on.
Oh my god. Oh, Jesus right. Christ.
You know the horse masks?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's this review on it. 5 stars. This is it. 5 stars. It is day 87 and the horses have accepted me as one of their own. I have grown to understand and respect their gentle ways. Now I question everything I thought I once knew and fear I am no longer capable of following through with my primary objective. I know that those who sent me will not relent. They will send others in my place, but we will be ready.
Wow. Oh my god, man. So yeah, what we've learned today is don't buy sugar-free gummy bears.
Don't buy them.
Oh my god. That was
interesting. That was very funny.
Oh, what's going on in the world?
right. BBC News.
See, no, the thing is, I normally wake up on time to watch the news during a school day. But now, I wake up late every morning and there's some weird house property show on the TV. Mm-hmm. It's just like, let's watch people buy houses and then redo them a bit. And then sell them on a little bit.
Yeah. So this is one about an HDMI cord, right?
Yep.
It's a diamond braided HDMI cord.
Jesus
made out of pure
Christ.
Diamonds. So the first review is 5 stars. It's like, I once almost bought the cable, something different. The difference, the two main differences, the white diamond HDMI cable should refract white light as shades of grey, and the something-something cables, and the cubic zirconia cables are not brought to you by African warlords. Support your local warlord, only buy real diamonds. Or the other one is, it was either this or pay the rent this month. You can guess which one I chose. Now my landlord comes over to watch TV and caress this cable, and I charge him the rent.
Incredible. Let me do this.
Hey.
Hey. Oh my god. We could wrap up soon, but I don't want to. You know? I don't want to.
Needed a chicken noise for that.
Needed a chicken noise, yeah.
You need a chicken noise just to... Oh. There we go. I just did another one.
So yeah, I haven't actually watched the news very much.
So, I haven't been around a lot.
UK minister sees Russia Baltic threat.
No. I don't know what any of that meant.
I heard something about ISIS or something.
You said that quietly, didn't you?
Okay, there is
I don't know.
Well, yeah, there's still a thing.
Ukraine and Russia and stuff.
We always talk about the Middle East on these podcasts.
Russia's not Middle East.
No, yeah, but Ukraine.
What? Ukraine's not even Middle East.
It's close enough.
It's like...
No, but that's where everything's happening.
Sam, there's a Holy Bible review. For those of you who don't know, this is God's second novel after the Old Testament. It's a marked improvement, in my opinion. He got rid of a lot of his previous angst and scorn, and has really begun to show some of the maturity present in his later works. That said, there is still vast room for improvement. Plot-wise, there isn't really much suspense, and the story can be incredibly repetitive. I like the whole Jesus character, but let's face it, the whole good guy martyr thing has been done before. There's no need to devote so much of the book to that guy.
Wow. I think we should have a final section. Which is like round off, general chat, yeah?
Yeah.
Final section, here we go. Yeah! Wow.
Is
one
it over?
Last section.
Final section.
Final.
I did trigger the wrong one.
It's the final countdown.
We're creating some spikes here.
Look at that sound. Your earphones are now broken. Brought to you by Wave 105.
Yeah.
West Side.
Brought to you by Wave.
Wave 105.
Down to the west,
west coast, what's up, reckon?
We've just gone mad.
It's like sirens.
We've actually broken people's ears now.
We got the air horn.
So sorry.
Got the bomb dropping.
I wonder if anyone's noticed, people watching on iTunes are lovely.
People watching on iTunes, they're listening on iTunes.
I know. That was the joke.
That was the joke, Dan.
A lovely little prop ball. We've got a duck. We've got Boggle. A random phone, some tennis balls, a trophy for just being Vexbus, and this lovely British flag as well.
And then we've got, you know, do not open until Vexmas 2015.
You should do it, which happened.
Hint, hint.
No, that was Vexmas 2014.
So what, do you want to tell us in the box?
It didn't know. It didn't happen.
Well, we don't
the
live
know
streams
yet. Failed.
Yeah.
Didn't they?
Well, no, so, but it was Vexmas.
Wait, do you know what's in the
box?
It
didn't happen.
No.
Well, no.
We don't know.
We don't know. Oh. We don't know. It's,
how did you get
it's
it,
a mystery.
Well, it just got sent to us in the post.
Yeah, it said it just showed up on Sam's doorstep.
Here it is.
Yeah, it's messing with me now.
Pretty,
it's messing with
pretty
me.
Well taped together.
Yeah.
Look how lovely it's taped. Look how well.
Yeah.
So it must be pretty fragile. There's a lot of tape on it.
Yeah, obviously, clearly.
You just smashed it into the compost.
Must be pretty fragile. Just throw it.
Dad, how can you sit in the same room as that dog?
Hmm? Oh, he's got a comfortable distance, so you know.
Oh no, he's super glued to the bookshelf.
That as well, yeah. See, knowing that he's super glued, you know, he's not very harmful.
Yeah,
know.
No, I understand. Yeah. Yeah. It's just last time I remember the duck, he was you were a bit tied up.
That's a chicken.
That's a terrible pun. Oh no, wait.
That was sort of a pun.
That wasn't a pun.
It was sort of a pun.
Yeah, it was kind of a pun.
Depends how you're looking at it.
Yeah.
We're on half term.
Yeah.
How have you guys? We've all spent our half term in pretty boring ways.
Yeah, I've Skyped with you guys about. Okay, Sam maybe because Dan's never here.
Dan's just been doing his IB.
I've Skyped with Sam.
Coursework.
I've Skyped with Sam about every night or slash day, and I was in school on Monday, and I've done lots of shopping and stuff.
Funny.
And got a phone.
Got a new phone.
Got a new phone. Yeah. Oh, nice.
I've
nice.
Literally, all I've done is sit around upstairs doing work, Vexpa stuff, and I've been to the dentist and the opticians.
Oh, yeah, I've been to the dentist and the optician. I've got new glasses.
He got new glasses.
Oh, new glasses.
You can't really see them very well.
No, nah. Hang on. Trist, come over to my side.
We're moving around again. Just for the people on iTunes.
You just have to be... Be careful about that, because it moves. It moves it. If you kick it, you know, you've got to be careful. Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to start this one.
Making it round. There we go. Just got to be careful. Okay.
We've got some new music in the background.
We've got...
Hey! Stop touching my phone.
There we
go. E5 real.
There we go.
I can't see a thing.
Right. Trip.
Can you see into the future with those glasses? With two pairs of glasses
what,
on?
It's trippy. It's very trippy. I tell you what, I think hello. I see the future, and
some
it's
music going on in the background.
Yeah. Can you hear? Yeah. There's some new music background.
Yeah, yeah, there's music.
That's
in the
cool.
background.
Can I have glasses back?
No.
Dan,
give him his glasses. Right, go sit back where you were, just for people on iTunes, because they can't see anything, and they can't hear Tris at the moment. Because then they'll be able to hear you.
Yeah.
Who wants to hear me?
The people on iTunes.
The people on iTunes.
Over this. How badly did that not hit?
Okay.
Tris
Bravo.
Is just... Bravo.
Just
go sit over there. Just go sit down. Just go and sit down.
You little clumsy little... You, my friend, get the slow clap.
We're good. We're fine. Nah, we're fine. I didn't even need a slow clap. I nailed it. Okay.
Did you
A-star.
Though? Did
A-star.
You really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. My God. So things to improve upon for next podcast. When are we going to do the next podcast? I want to do these more often.
I do.
I love these.
I reckon we should do like more things that aren't just sitting down. Like we could have lots of little in a podcast. You could like, I don't know. I was going to say you could edit little clips in between. Like we could do challenges and things.
Yeah,
we could.
Because like you know how that party game that I was just saying.
Yeah.
I was thinking that like. You could just like edit little bits and bobs in just to make it like funnier, and we could have all these like challenges. Or like, there was a challenge on here that was like you can go out into town and like you have to buy certain stuff to like do something. We could do like a whole challenge thing. Yeah. Challenges would be cool.
Challenges.
We could do some challenges.
We're gonna do challenges.
Like against challenges. Us against each other, we'll or like everyone together, yeah. Just trying to do something. Like
yeah.
Like we have to like as a group we have to like try and build something, or maybe like one by one we have to like
do something.
Make some food or something.
Okay, all right.
Sounds pretty.
Do some challenges. So for next podcast,
maybe not. Maybe we should do a big podcast full of challenges. Because think about it, we could do a podcast. I know this might sound a bit weird. You could do a podcast from your kitchen if you could like wire some stuff up, and we could like do some cooking or something.
Yeah, we could.
Just ideas.
I know. I want to keep this setup like almost permanent.
Yeah, no, I know.
Just because it's easier to keep it like this. It's incredible though. It's really nice
it's
space
nice setup.
Actually,
I like this. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry, like, we've each got our own camera now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Except this one's, my one's really bad, and that's why I need funding.
And then in the future, we
fund
can
me.
Definitely
fund me.
Use this green
fund
screen,
me.
And I can be, like, in space or something.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Each episode of the podcast.
Put Dan in space.
Yeah. Each episode of the podcast, I shall be somewhere new.
Except there is a massive shadow behind you. So
yeah, is it gone?
It's still there.
I'm the man.
If you have any suggestions, viewers on YouTube or you listeners on iTunes, then you should comment on the video what suggestions you have. You can send us an email as well. We haven't had any emails for a very long time. Vexpus@gmail.com. Send an email. We do get emails,
but
they're from promotional companies.
Yeah. No, we've had some real life people email us as well.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you want to suggest anything for the podcast, then do email us. It would be very fun. vexpress@gmail.com. I'll say that again.
Or you can put it on Facebook. Just suggest something on Facebook.
Oh yeah, you could just post something on Facebook. Why not? It'll be very fun.
Yeah, drop a comment or something. Drop a comment.
Or you can tweet us. Tweet us something.
Trish can do all this as well now because he's part of Vexpress.
Yeah.
Yay!
What do you think about Trish becoming part of Vexpress?
No, don't give them the choice. Now they're going to be like, get rid of him. And then it's going to be like, oh, sorry, Trish, you're out, mate.
I'll tell you what we think. We think it's no different to how it was before because he was in all of our videos anyway.
Yeah, but then again, so your opinion doesn't matter when it comes to their opinion.
Yeah.
You better all love me.
Nah, mate.
Sneeze. Bless you. Bless you. Achoo.
Damn it, you jinxed it. God.
Achoo. Bless you. No, no.
Oh my god.
Oh dear.
Alright.
I've developed a cold whilst this podcast has happened.
It's because Dan showed up.
You're
with
welcome, Sam.
Dan, the man, showed up with one.
Yeah. Dan drove here.
I drove here.
I farted in his car.
Dan drove here in his swag mobile. Yeah.
His pussy wagon.
The bitch mobile.
Can you get a custom number plate? Custom number plate.
Custom number plate. What, just pussy wagon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this is the rest of your family's car, isn't it? Isn't it a family car?
Well, it's sort of half mine, half my brother's, half dad.
It can't be half and half. Like, I don't want to be, don't throw a spanner in your works here, but like, I'm not even A level, and I know that there can't be three halves in a hole. I'm sorry.
That's brilliant.
Are we gonna?
We need to do these more often.
We do need to do these more often. I think, like once a month or
once
like
a month,
twice, or like once every 2 months or something. Or
maybe whenever we can is gonna be the final result.
Yeah. In the end, we're just gonna scrap this and just go, yeah, why not? We'll do one this weekend.
That's what's gonna happen. So prepare, stick tuned. I was gonna say stick tuned. Stay tuned to the channel because there's some more cool stuff coming up while we've been on break and things.
Yeah,
stay tuned to Vexpress.
Those sound effects, man. That wasn't as good.
It's the bomb when it blows up.
Oh my god. Yeah. So on that note, our Twitter is down over there. Everyone point to it.
Oh, that's below me. It's below me.
It's over there. It's over there.
It's down there.
Below me. Well, the funny thing is, we're all pointing
our name,
in different ways, but it's down
the
here.
Name of what you're watching right now is down here.
Down there. It's down that
way. It's down here.
Over there.
Over there.
And a little button that tells you to like our Facebook is over here.
It's that way.
It's under me.
Just for the listeners on iTunes. What are you doing?
Yeah. Pointing at the face, the like button.
Okay, all right. You're doing a good job. Welcome to Vexpress.
Bravo.
This has been Triss's debut as Vexpress.
Triss's debut.
You're probably going to be in every podcast now, aren't you?
Yeah, every podcast.
If you let
now.
Me. If you let me out on my cage long enough,
get back in the cupboard.
Back in that cupboard, you little.
Thank you very much for watching. This has been Vexcast.
This has been Vexcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Sam.
I'm Tristan.
Thanks.
No. Hey, go again. Full names.
I'm Sam Betteridge.
I'm Dan Wigmore.
And I'm Tristan.
Thank see you next time.
Very much for
thank
watching.
You.
See
thank you so much.
Next time.
We hope you had a good time.
Subscribe.
Do the thing.
I'm gonna touch the camera before it ends. Before it ends. Hey, there we go.